It's a Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for the Minor League Report on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, presented by Schnucks and Ryan Kelly. Visit him at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. In just a moment, I'll get with Brian Walton from TheCardinalNation.com. Some of the subjects that we'll get into: Mike Schilt, there's four players of the week in the minor leagues, Ronel Ravelo maybe taking the place of Luke Voit, and much more coming up. It's the Minor League Report on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. A Tuesday morning, always the highly anticipated Minor League Report with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Brian has been on a world, you know, tour right now? Just stopping by every city that you can find a minor leaguer. What are you doing right now?
I got 11 games, 11 days in 5 different cities. I'm at stop 3 right now. I started with State College, Peoria. Now I'm in St. Louis and at the Springfield later today to catch the AA Cardinals and then on to Memphis.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about what the Cardinals did this past week in terms of the trade of Luke Voit to the Yankees. They do get a major leaguer back, a left-hander, but they also got a young man, Gallegos, that's in their minor leagues. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, right-handed reliever Giovanni Gallegos, 26-year-old. He's actually appeared in 20 games with the Yankees. He's on their 40-man roster. He's been pitching at AAA this year, and he'll be pitching at AAA, the Cardinals, 41 strikeouts and 27 and two-thirds innings pitched. So, you know, obviously he can throw the heat. The question is going to be, and he's on the 40-man roster, and he has one more option year after this year. So unlike Shreve, who has no minor league options, Gallegos, the Cardinals have another year, you know, to put Gallegos on this, I-55 shuttle if necessary to go back and forth. The other pitcher they picked up from the Phillies earlier, Elnieri Garcia has been moved up to Memphis as well, and so we'll be watching him because I think we've discussed before, after Austin Gomber, there isn't a lot of left-handed talent. And the interesting thing in both these trades was that international cap money was involved. Now, we talked about that before, but just in a nutshell, the Cardinals have more money than they can spend than they're allowed to spend internationally because of the big year they had 2 years ago. So they're leveraging that money to pick up some more players, or in the case of the Shreve deal, as part of the take that went to the Yankees. And the Yankees had 40-man roster problems. So in this case, they moved two 40-man roster players and only picked up one in Luke Voit. So they got benefit as well.
It was interesting, Mondays with Mo, and talking about the trade yesterday with John Mozeliak. He said, essentially, Ronel Ravelo is Luke Voit in terms of what the Cardinals are looking at in their minor league system at that position. Tell me a little bit about Ravelo and what he brings to the table.
Ravelo's an interesting guy. He's Cuban by birth, went to school in Florida, was a prospect in the Oakland organization. They gave up on him last spring. So he was signed by the Cardinals, I think, in April. Spent the whole year at Memphis and really had a really nice year. Batted .314, drove in 41 in 89 games. He's a first baseman / outfielder, so he has a little more positional flexibility than Voit. But Memphis, if you look at the strength of the Memphis roster, it's in the outfielders. You know, you got O'Neill and you got Garcia and Rosarena, and so they were having a hard time fitting all the at-bats in. So actually, I'm sure Stubby Clapp was sorry to see Luke Voit go, but on the other hand, with Ronel Ravelo there, he's not going to lose a lot, I think, in terms of his play, team's play.
Yeah, with Memphis, Brian, I wanted to ask you about this. The starting rotation at opening day of Memphis is now in the big leagues. Can they sustain the winning that they've had the last couple of years and certainly doing it again this year? Can they sustain that with all the losses that they've had with that team at AAA?
Well, at this point, Memphis got like a 15-game lead in the standings with a month to go. So, you know, they're going to finish, you know, in first place unless there's a tremendous, tremendous collapse. But you look at the rotation. You got Ellis, who's been a swing man. You know, he was one of the guys that came over in the Jaime Garcia trade. And you got Kevin Hergett, who's a reliever slash starter. Then you got a bunch of guys that got called up from Double A. Connor Jones, good talent, but is he ready? Austin Warner was pitching in the independent league, a year ago. Jake Woodford, a nice prospect, but, is he ready for Triple A? And then, of course, Ryan Helsley's a guy that everybody wants to know what's going on with him. And to be honest, I don't know what's going on with him either. We heard his shoulder injury was minor and he was close to coming back, but as far as I know, he's still in Jupiter. He's not, but I'll find out when I get to Memphis as best as I can. But the point is, I think Springfield's going to be fine to get to the playoffs. The question is whether they got enough starting pitching to get them through, and I don't know the answer to that.
Four players of the week throughout the Cardinals minor league system. Tell me a little bit about those four players.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Dan. Every Monday, Minor League Baseball announces the pitcher and player of the week across all the minor leagues from the prior week. And, on a good week, the Cardinals will have a couple of guys maybe across their U.S. leagues. This year, this week, they had three players of the week and one pitcher of the week. And I can't recall that ever happening before. And there's some guys we've talked about before and some guys we haven't. So we'll start at the top at Pacific Coast League, Memphis. Adolis Garcia is the player of the week. Adolis has been, had such an interesting season because he started off so slowly, and now he's just been on fire. I mean, he hit .414 last week, six home runs, 14 RBI.
Wow.
And he also, by the way, had four doubles and a triple on top of it. I mean, we're talking about just a, one-man wrecking crew, basically. And he's been doing that all month. And he's got his average for the year up to .267, which is respectable. 19 home runs, which would lead most teams, but of course he's, teammate with Tyler O'Neill, who's, in the mid-20s now. Adolis Garcia, he had that nice spring training, and then when it went quiet for a while, he's kind of put himself back in the picture, but he doesn't have a 40-man roster spot, so there's not going to be a sense of urgency necessary to add him unless there's a run of injuries in the outfield. Double A, Springfield, second baseman Andy Young. Andy Young's that guy that was a 30-some rounder, not thought to be much of a prospect, and the kid that figured out the launch angle thing and started to hit home runs in a tough place to hit them down in Palm Beach. And we're talking now, Andy Young got promoted to Springfield 9 games ago. So literally in his first full week at Double A, he hits .423 with 5 home runs and 12 RBI in his first week in the new league. Now, granted, maybe the pitchers didn't know him, and the Texas League is a good hitting league, but that's a tremendous performance for a guy who could find himself in the middle infield picture in the future. At Peoria, player of the week, Yariel Gonzalez. We talked about Ilaris Montero, who's the big star there,
right,
at Peoria. Well, Yariel Gonzalez is a third baseman as well, but he had to play first because of Montero. Well, now that Lucan Baker's there, second-rounder Lucan Baker, Gonzalez has turned into the super utility man. The same week when he's starting at second base, third base, left field, and right field in consecutive games, he also batted .500, hit 3 home runs, and drove in 8. A great performance for a guy who's showing that, and he never hit below 300 in college, and he's a little old for his league, but Gonzalez could be a utility guy in the future. And then the final guy is a pitcher of the week in the New York Penn League. And I won't talk a lot about Michael Baird because we talked about him on Friday, but he's a young man from Southern Illinois Carbondale who threw that 5-inning no-hitter in his second professional start. So pretty good week for the Cardinals minor league system overall.
Absolutely. I know you know Mike Shield very well, covering the minor leagues. Our fans are just getting used to Mike to an extent first couple of weeks as the Major League manager. Tell me a little bit about your dealings with Mike Shield and your impression so far of what he's done with the big league club.
Oh, it's funny. When I first got to St. Louis for the weekend, we were, did the initial interview, and we're getting ready to walk into the clubhouse, and Mike literally stood there and held the door open for the media to walk through, which I was like, what? And so I stopped next to him and I said, "Oh, Mike, has anything happened to you since the last time I saw you? I haven't really been up with the news." And of course, we just had a good laugh about that. But to get to your question, I think his approach is the same as it's always been. He's a plain, open, honest, straightforward guy. And that isn't going to change just because he happens to be the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. And, he's actually sometimes anticipating questions from the media and bringing up what his strategy, what his thinking was about particular moves in the game, even before the questions are asked, which is amazing. You know, in the pregame interviews, he answers every question, and there's always a few guys who wanted to ask their questions privately so that the others don't hear. You know, and he seems to accommodate everybody. And I just hope that time demands don't crush him. But right now, you know, he looks like a very refreshing but not changed guy.
And the other thing, too, Brian, he manages aggressively. And that's something that he did in the minor leagues and certainly now on the big stage. I think our fans are seeing that. He is a very aggressive manager.
I think we saw just in his first game, let's face it. I mean, he changed the lineup around. He said, okay, I got my first four guys in the lineup, and they weren't the same, Matt Carpenter, obviously, but they, moving up Molina and Paul DeJong, those were major decisions that he made, and they've proven to be very positive for the offense. He's also, used his pitchers, I think, more wisely and more in a more conservative manner, considering the long haul of these guys. So, yeah, I think his managing so far has been good. Obviously, fans want to see more wins and losses, but change is going to take time.
TheCardinalNation.com. That's the website for Brian Walton. You are currently on a world tour, so if fans go to your website, what are they going to find on the Cardinals minor league system?
Well, they'll find a lot of content about, the news that's happened. Even though we focus on the minor league system, all the major league news is reported there as well. So, we talk about the Martinez move today and Gregerson going on the DL and all that. We have a weekly report for covering all the things that happen with the major league team that gets posted every Monday. It's free. And, of course, we have our team reports that are for subscribers every day. So, and then coming up here in the next few days, we'll have our own pitcher and player of the month. But we don't just announce the winners. We go through who all the candidates are and why those top performers are being selected by us. And sometimes they agree with the Cardinals and sometimes they don't. But we always have good logic explaining why we picked the guys we did.
Brian, thank you, and safe travels. I'll talk to you on Friday.
Talk to you on Friday from Memphis.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
Coming up later tonight, I'll have a preview of Game 2, the Cardinals and the Colorado Rockies. An exciting win last night for St. Louis. A reminder that we do this every Tuesday and Friday on Scoops with DannyMac.com, the Minor League Report. And we also have Mondays with Mo every Monday. I have two new podcasts out as well on the website, Jim Cott and Matt Carpenter. Thanks for visiting ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.